Thursday, March 12th. The first reading from Jeremiah chapter 7, verses 23 through 28. Thus says the Lord, "This is what I commanded my people. Listen to my voice, then I will be your God and you shall be my people. Walk in all the ways that I command you, so that you may prosper." But they obeyed not, nor did they pay heed. They walked in the hardness of their evil hearts, and turned their backs, not their faces, to me. From the day that your fathers left the land of Egypt, even to this day, I have sent you untiringly all my servants and prophets. Yet they have not obeyed me, nor paid heed. They have stiffened their necks, and done worse than their fathers. When you speak all these words to them, they will not listen to you either. When you call to them, they will not answer you. Say to them, "This is the nation that does not listen to the voice of the Lord its God, or take correction. Faithfulness has disappeared. The word itself is banished from their speech." The Gospel from Luke chapter 11, verses 14 through 23. Jesus was driving out a demon that was mute, and when the demon had gone out, the mute man spoke, and the crowds were amazed. Some of them said, "By the power of Beelzebul, the prince of demons, he drives out demons." Others, to test him, asked him for a sign from heaven. But he knew their thoughts and said to them, "Every kingdom divided against itself will be laid waste, and house will fall against house. And if Satan is divided against himself, how will his kingdom stand? For you say that it is by Beelzebul that I drive out demons. If I then drive out demons by Beelzebul, by whom do your own people drive them out? Therefore they will be your judges. But if it is by the finger of God that I drive out demons, then the kingdom of God has come upon you. When a strong man fully armed guards his palace, his possessions are safe. But when one stronger than he attacks and overcomes him, he takes away the armor on which he relied and distributes the spoils. Whoever is not with me is against me, and whoever does not gather with me scatters." Haydock Commentary. This possessed person is said in the Gospel of Matthew to have also been blind. Upon him, therefore, were wrought three wonders: the blind saw, the dumb spoke, the possessed was delivered, which daily takes place in the persons of such as are converted to the number of true believers. The devil is expelled, and they both receive the light of faith beaming upon their eyes, and having the strings of their silent organs loose to sound forth the praises of God. So says Venerable Bede. The multitude, though devoid of learning, were constant admirers of the actions of our Lord, whilst the scribes and Pharisees either denied them, or by a sinister interpretation, ascribed them to the power of the unclean spirit. Therefore they will be your judges. They will condemn you of injustice, envy, and hatred against me, and blasphemy against God, because when they perform any exorcisms, though they appear but little more than human in their actions, yet you ascribe them to the virtue of God. But when I perform any miracle, though there always appear most evident signs of the power and virtue of God, you ascribe all to the hand and machinations of the devil. By this one man is meant the whole Jewish people, out of whom the unclean spirit had been driven by the law. So says St. Ambrose. For as long as they were in Egypt, they lived after the manners of the Egyptians, and were the habitation of the unclean spirit. But it was expelled from them when they slew the paschal lamb in figure of Christ, and escape destruction by sprinkling themselves with its blood. So says St. Cyril. But the evil spirit returned to his former habitation, the Jews, because he saw them devoid of virtue, barren, and open for his reception. And their latter state is worse than their former, for more wicked demons possess the breasts of the Jews than before. Then they raged against the prophets only, but now they persecute the Lord himself of the prophets. Therefore have they suffered much greater extremities from Vespasian and Titus than from Egypt and Babylon. For besides being deprived of the merciful protection of Providence, which before watched over them, they are destitute of all grace and delivered up to a more poignant misery and a more cruel tyranny of the devil. So says St. John Chrysostom. But these words are also addressed to us Christians, who may often and with reason fear lest the vice we think extinguished in us again return and seize on our slothful and careless souls, finding them cleansed indeed from the filth of sin by the grace of baptism, but destitute of every ornamental and protective virtue. It brings with it seven other evil spirits, by which we must understand every vicious inclination. So says Venerable Bede. The latter state of these souls is worse than the former, because having been delivered from all former sins and adorned with grace, If they again return to their iniquities, a much more grievous punishment will be due for every subsequent crime. So says St. John Chrysostom. Our Savior does not here wish to deny what the woman said in praise of his mother, but rather to confirm it. Indeed, how could he deny that his mother was blessed? By these words, he only wishes to tell his auditors what great advantage they might obtain by attending to his words. For the Blessed Virgin, as St. Augustine says, was more happy in having our Savior in her heart and affections than in having conceived him in her womb.